It's day two of Learning Technologies 2014, and I'm with Nigel Payne, who yesterday gave a talk on the big shift in learning. So, Nigel, what is the big shift in learning?
You have to be very careful how you say that, Martin, and you pass the test perfectly. The big shift. Yesterday, the first speaker, Brian Solis, talked about the changes in corporate learning. What he said was that all traditional models of training will go. Students, employees will be expected to learn continuously, not just occasionally, and one or two other things. And what I said was, this is not the half of it. That's not what the big shift is going to be. The big shift is that the whole way in which we think about learning in organisations, we organise learning in organisations, the way the professionals who work in learning in organisations, all of that is completely misaligned with what we have to output, the way that learning has to work with the workplace and the workforce. So the changes are not just we'll change the learning model. We won't change the learning model. We'll blow up the learning model. Because fundamentally there are three things that are going to happen. One is that we're going to have to move the responsibility for learning from learning professionals or HR or whoever you want to the individual themselves, the individual worker. They have to take responsibility and be conscious learners. Secondly, learning can't happen out of the learning department. It's got to happen all over the place. So the learning professionals are the facilitators. They're the people who engineer, who offer expert input, who gather, who curate, who make a big fuss and a buzz about learning. And the third thing is that everyone has to be aware that work is learning and learning is work, that the two things begin to integrate. So that in doing your job, you're learning, and when you learn, you share. And when you share, you build relationships and networks that make you better, make your organisation better, and what you actually produce better. This is huge, and those organisations that move fast in this direction will win, and those that don't and still offer catalogues of e-learning courses are doomed because they won't be able to keep up with what's necessary to survive. Simple as that, really.
Okay, so how does an L&D team begin to do what you've just outlined?
They have to walk around the organisation, first of all. They've got to understand the place that employs them. They've got to understand what the blockages are. What is it that stops people engaging and learning? And they've got to start a process of engagement with the needs of the business around the processes of learning. So you start small. You start by working on a problem or an issue or an area. You might work in a particular part of the organisation, but you prove the model that learning is work and work is learning, that everyone has to take responsibility for learning, and that facilitative approach. You start small and you see the results and the impact that has on the business, and you move forward. And where there are cultural blockages that can't be controlled or contained by learning, you have to go bang on the door and say, we can't move forward unless this happens, can't move forward unless you change that, can't move forward unless these line managers behave in a particular way. So you start with behaviours and culture, and you work out from there. You don't start with products and structures and learning courses, because that won't help.
Nigel Payne, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure, Martin, and again, I commend you on your pronunciation. Thank you.